Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtubey, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, Asha.
Hi, how you doing?
We lied. We lied to our listeners. We said that our last episode was the last. I guess we did say it was the last official episode of the year. But here we are.
We didn't lie. I mean, at the time, we thought it was the last episode of the year.
Or, yeah, before the holiday break. But we decided, dear listeners, to do something a little silly because really, I feel like this is the year of zero rules. In fact, as we speak, Asha, I have not even told you this yet, but I'm going off the rails already, but I have asked my children to cut my hair this weekend. So really, this is the year of no rules.
Okay. Well, first of all, if the baked goods that your children produce are any indication, your hair is going to come out like a masterpiece and they're just going to be like, what? We just, you know, we never even tried it before. And here it is. So that's what I predict. Either that or, you know, you're going to have a mullet and we're all going to laugh about it.
Oh, my gosh. Laurel actually said, what about a mullet? I'm not kidding. And, you know, too bad we don't have the Flowbee, but I really... And actually, when I asked Vi about it, she was like, I guess so, Mom. I'm a little nervous about that, but I'll do my best. She was like so earnest. It was so cute.
It's really cute. I had my daughter cut my hair. So there you go.
I mean, well, yeah, she's an artiste. Well, yeah. Anyway, so I just thought we could share about why we thought it would be funny to do this. I think, you know, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes of a show, as I'm sure people can imagine. There's always a lot of behind the scenes of life. And you and I don't know, like it's, I think what I would say, Asha, one of the most common things I hear from people who talk to me about our podcast are like, your voices are so calm, you're so soothing. But you and I are also both very silly.
Oh man, it's so true. I often think that people say that to me too, about us and our voices, and you know, we're wise, we're intelligent. Yes, we are all of these things. But I mean, we're also nutty friends.
Yeah.
And you know, who basically show up to our computers on other sides of the country, no matter what's going on with our lives, which are, you know, just like crazy normal lives. And so you just never know what kind of mood we're going to be in when we show up with our microphones and our earbuds.
Yeah, you never know. And also it's worth mentioning that you show up at about 6 a.m. so, local time. So you really never know what you're going to get. So anyway, we often have a bunch of just silly chatter, and our wonderful sound. I think you and I have joked about blooper reels in the past, like, we got to put that on the blooper reel, but then never thought about it. And then after one particularly, I don't know what happened. We were just super punchy. One particularly punchy episode where we had a bunch of like pre-roll that our editor, Brian, who is absolutely wonderful. I love him so much.
Hi, Brian.
He's great. When he was listening to it, he was like, I think I had mentioned the blooper roll again just to you. And he was like, we could do that. And then I'm like, why don't we do that?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. People often talk about the impact of things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrition on skin, but did you know those things impact your hair too? If you've been dealing with hair thinning, you are not alone, and Nutrafol is here to help. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. I appreciate that they offer formulas tailored to different life stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Edit Your Life listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EDIT. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code EDIT. That's Nutrafol.com using promo code EDIT.
So can I just take us back for a minute? Do you remember, like, in the days before DVDs, like, the whole notion of a blooper reel? I mean, there were such things as blooper reels. Maybe they were like TV specials before DVDs and extras.
Yeah.
And CDs and stuff. And I just thought they were the funniest thing. Like, it was so much fun to see people that you usually see in sort of a polished professional way just being themselves. And so the idea of us actually doing a blooper reel, it like fills me with delight, even though, you know, I mean, our lives are blooper reels. But really, the whole idea that we could even do this, it just makes me laugh. And it's funny. And actually, I like the idea now of thinking about every super sort of professional podcaster that I listen to. They all have the same sort of weird pre-roll bloopers that we do.
Of course.
You know, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, we're usually talking about lady business of some sort. And I will note, actually, given that it's holidays and movie time, that one of my very favorite movies, it's not necessarily a holiday movie, but it's awesome, is Enchanted with Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey. And that DVD, which we own, has a blooper reel, and my kids absolutely love it. Just seeing actors stumble over their lines is just like, I don't know, it's props falling all over the place. It's quite hilarious.
It's extremely funny. Can I tell you something about Enchanted?
Yes.
It actually, I don't remember what the year is, but I know that that movie came out in theaters on my birthday. And we were at the movies. This was a long time ago because we don't go to movies anymore. But I think there was a preview for Enchanted and it said, come in theaters November 21st, which is my birthday. And I looked at my family and I'm like, that's what we're doing.
That's
because,
what we're doing.
Oh my gosh, that was, you know, was this all of our first glimpse of Amy Adams? I thought she was just a genius.
She's amazing. Yes.
Just from the preview, I thought she was a genius. And also, I have to admit, I have been made fun of throughout my entire life because I am a very like positive and somewhat chirpy person. So I totally identified with her. I was like, I want birds to sit on my shoulder. And I totally loved her. And I'm like, okay. So there was a little bit of extra subtext going on, and I was very happy to have my birthday as a way to basically say to my family, you can't say no to me. We have to go see this movie. And
well,
we did.
It is a fabulous family-friendly movie. So if you have not watched it, dear listeners, I think you should. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I will just say in advance that I have never in my life put together a blooper reel. So, I mean, I'm not actually putting it together. Wonderful Brian is, but when I was sort of pulling clips for it, I sure hope it's funny, but you know, whatever you may think of it, it's just a few minutes long, and I think it will give a flavor.
Whatever. Your mileage may vary.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll just give you a quick look behind the scenes, and I guess I'll just close by saying that I love doing this show with you, Asha. I'm so grateful to our listeners who are just like the best humans on the earth. I mean, we just get the most incredible emails and public comments and private messages. And it's never lost on me that those moments, those minutes when people reach out to us to connect with us are incredibly valuable. So I'll just leave it there.
Well, that's very, very true. And I will just leave it, well, in a similar place in that I feel so lucky that you and I have a weekly chance to get together and usually laugh about something. And that especially now, at this sort of fraught time, that we have a way to just do something a little silly and delightful. And there always needs to be room in life for that. So I'm really glad for this little opportunity.
Yeah. All right then, Asha. Well, without further ado, we present you with the inaugural Edit Your Life 2020 blooper reel. Are you ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
I have to oil my chair. Like squeaking.
Oh yeah, listen to that.
I know. I'm going to sit like a statue.
I love recording this podcast with you.
So nice. Got our chunks. Okay, now we're recording. Oh, good Lord.
Funny.
All right, shall we try it?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the perfect way to start the 200th episode. Okay.
You're right. So cute.
That's good, right? Are you ready?
I'm ready. No, are you kidding? It's like the end of your day. You probably have been like pedaled to the metal until this very second.
I have. I just like put on my out of office. Okay.
Yes.
Should we go ahead and do this?
Let me just take a swig and burp and then.
Sorry, Lauren.
Saw Everyday Frugal Edits and I was just remembering how, you know, sort of fun and punchy and you know, and cheerful and everything we felt that day and recording and how happy we were to record. And it's like, okay, that was the day when there was only a pandemic. And it was just,
I know, right? All we were worried about was beans and bean supply.
Oh exactly. You know, we could make little jokes about, and it's just like, what the fuck? I mean, I like, it's
literally
just crazy.
What the fuck?
I was just, you know, like I sort of bounded out of bed this morning. It was like, oh my God, you know, I'm just excited to hear your voice.
All right. I'm going to cough one more time. Okay. Excuse me. Sorry, Brian. That's really gross. Okay.
Brian. Hello, Brian.
I know. He's the best. I love him. Okay. I love you. Hang in there.
I love you too. All right. Okay. Take care.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm okay. Ready. Wait. I'm not ready.
Yes. <I'm sorry. laughs> Oh, Lord.
Just hold on one second.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Just need one more sip of something.
That's fine.
Okay. I just did. Oh, sorry. Oh, God, Christine. I don't know what's going on. Just crack it up.
Okay. Let me just make sure Vi hasn't fiddled with my gain settings here. That one time, do you remember that?
Oh yeah,
when the recording was like,
that's so funny. Can I just talk about your lips for a second, Christine? Do people talk about your lips?
No, why?
Because
is it
you
the terrible
have like
mole that I
no,
have on my.
Because you have beautiful big lips, and sometimes like if you not big like not like Angelina big,
yeah.
But if I'm watching you on video, I stare at your mouth. Because
really?
Of the way you, because of the way you enunciate, and also you wear pretty lipstick, and so.
Oh my God!
Like,
I love
between
it.
Your lips and your teeth, you have like the greatest mouth.
Oh my gosh, Asha, I'm blushing.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you.
It's true. I'm just telling you,
Brian. If you're listening to this part, just this is who we are, and no, sorry, not sorry. I also have to get something out of my teeth.
Okay. Let's have a cleansing breath.
Yoga with Adrienne calls it lion's breath. You're like,
oh. We're all set.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Good right. morning.
Ooh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
it's sorry.
Go. Woo. Lion breath.
All right. Calm it down, Dornfest.
Like literally letting go of a turkey, which now is making me laugh. That was really loud.
That was really
Christine, loud. Your hot rod really needs to just park it while we're recording.
Wow. Okay. there's a lot going on here. Okay. I don't even know if we'll bother editing that out. Anyway.
Yeah. Embrace it. Embrace it.
Embrace it. I'm embracing. So I just was pausing with my mouth hanging open because there's a lot going on here. All right. Are we ready now?
Yes.
All right. Well, this is our last official episode of 2022. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the dumpster. We're ringing out 2020 with a big, big arse dumpster. Boo, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone. Poof. Bye. See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks. Unsticking it.